We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk a little NBA basketball. Let's talk a little bit about where the Hawks are as we welcome into the program the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, Lloyd Pierce. He's brought to you by Cool Ray Heating and Cooling's exclusive lifetime parts and labor warranty. Morning to you, Coach.
Coach, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, Coach, outside of, you know, the other stuff that's going on, is the team kind of where you want it to be right now this early in the season?
I think so. You look at our schedule and you look at some of the bumps we've had and we'll continue to have moving forward. When you have a young team and you have a new team, for us, you know, we're 6-23 to start last year. We're 4-5. I think we're okay. You know, last night was kind of a rare occurrence for how our team showed up or didn't show up. But I think we've been playing pretty good basketball. I think we're gelling and starting to come together on the defensive end. We got a long way to go on the offensive end, just not making threes at the rate we were making them last year. But I know that'll change.
We're talking with Lloyd Pierce, head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. Coach, now that you've had a couple of days to kind of digest everything that happened with John Collins, where do we stand with that?
Well, we got 23 games to go before we'll have John back. You know, we're devising a plan to keep him active. He can practice. He'll travel with us this weekend. You know, he's going to be around the team in the same capacity. Just won't see him come game time. And then all we can do really is worry about integrating some other guys. Jabari inserts into the starting lineup. We'll move some other guys around. Vince, DeAndre Hunter, we'll play some at the backup four. But we have to move forward. We have to get other guys to step up. We can't replace John, so we've got to find other ways to be productive on the offensive end with what he was capable of doing. We just got to do it a little bit differently.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, Coach Lloyd Pierce. So, Coach, there were some reports that you're not going to watch the game from last night. So how does that work? How are you going to get prepared for this game tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm going to watch the game. I'm not going to show it to our guys. We're off today. It's a scheduled day off when you have back-to-backs. There's no need for us to come in and watch our performance versus Chicago on Friday morning when we have to get prepared for Sacramento. We were awful last night, and – you know, the one thing I know, we played Sacramento twice last year, and they beat the brakes off of us. So we need to devote all of our attention on Friday to preparing for Sacramento. We'll worry about the film from last night when we play Chicago again December 11th, which is the second time we play them.
So, Coach, take me through that. How does that work? Because you have to temper, like, your expectations of what it is with knowing that you have a young team, and you really kind of have to be even-keeled at all times, even when the performance isn't what you expect it to be that night. So how do you handle all of that?
Well, I think, and I know you guys talk about football a lot on this station, you know, the difference with us is we play 82 games. And, you know, I think we're going to have at least three more games like last night during the season. Mm-hmm. It's just human nature. It's part, and we're not the only team. I think every NBA team will have a performance like we did last night. Somehow, some way. The Lakers will have one. Golden State will have one. Houston had one the other night in Miami, just like that. It just sometimes the schedule catches up to you somehow, some way, and you just move forward. You just look at it and you say, we ain't got it tonight. We move forward, and that's all right. What you can't do is repeat it in back-to-back games and back-to-back performances. You got to find a way to come back and have that fight the next time. That's the professionalism that we have to show. But we have to prepare for Sacramento. It's when you play 82 games, you can't spend too much time worrying about last night's game and then forget about tonight's game. And so you have to find that balance, and that's where that even kill needs to come in.
Well, a lot going on for Coach Lloyd Pierce, in this early part of the season, and Hugh and I were talking about it at the beginning of the show here about how now with the situation surrounding John and, you know, you kind of treat it like an injury, not back till near Christmas time, it's a chance to try and find somebody that will be that permanent kind of go-to number two option behind Trae Young. And with a young team like this, you're having to do that with guys who have only played, in a lot of cases, notwithstanding Jabari Parker, but in the case of DeAndre Hunter or Cam Reddish, right, guys that have only played 9 NBA games.
Right, right. Yeah, I think the interesting thing is you're going to see the ups and downs probably a little bit more and pay attention to it a little bit more than we would like. You know, John was the guy that was a 20-10. Jabari's been great for us. You know, he had 18 in both games in the back-to-back, and that's what Jabari does. So we do have a second option right now behind Trae to just get us baskets and get going. But it's unfortunate now because we're looking at Cam and we're looking at DeAndre a little bit more. And like last night, both of those guys go 2 for 15. It's kind of what happens when you're a rookie. You're going to have some off nights. However, we can't afford for those guys to have off nights because both of them are starting for us. So they have to be productive every single night. And that's the challenge in their first year is, can they do that on a consistent basis? And we're not going to put too much on their plate, but it is important that they have to perform and step up. And that was their first NBA back-to-back.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, Coach Lloyd Pierce. Coach Pierce, talk about the evolution of Trae Young a little bit and how he has been forced, even more so with everything that's going on with John Collins, into this leadership role.
Well, I think his leadership has grown game by game by game. I thought even in last night's defeat, I thought he took a very mature approach in the second half. He knew we were struggling. We needed our defense out there. And he committed to that side of the basketball when his offense wasn't going. And it's usually the other way around. Guys are trying to, you know, they score and they feel good defensively. He didn't hang his hat. He's out there and he's trying to compete. He knew he didn't have it. And, he's growing in a lot of different ways. The scoring is what everyone's seeing. The performance is what everyone's seeing. But I think he's doing a good job of just leading our ball club, even with all of the pressure that's going to be on. Teams are blitzing him. They're picking him up full court. They're being physical with him. And he's a competitor. He plays through all of that stuff, and he's been doing it since day one. And each game is just going to help him become more of a leader for himself and for the rest of our team.
Coach, I know this is a little bit premature, but do you see a little bit of AI in Trae Young?
You see, I mean, any little guard that's relentless and aggressive, you know, AI was so different because he tried to dunk on you and he'd go at seven footers and, you know, you just couldn't keep him out of the paint.
Yeah.
You know, Trae's got a little bit of that in him, but he's also, you know, everyone compares him to Steph. You know, you go under on his pick and rolls and he'll drop some of those 30-foot bombs as well. And that's where I think you can see some Nash and some Steph and some AI and some Isaiah Thomas, all those little guards.
Oh, so a little bit of everybody,
Yeah, they just have that, I don't know what kind of aggression they've got underneath, but they just feel like they could take on everyone. And Trae has that sometimes where, you know, he sees a double team and he gets excited. You know, he's not running from it. He's trying to attack it. But that's his personality and that's what makes him what he is.
Coach, they call that the little man complex.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm glad you did.
Coach, that's what they call the little man complex.
The Napoleon complex.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Well, Coach, we look forward to the game on Friday, and then that learning curve, which is that 5-game Portland, Denver, Phoenix, Clippers, Lakers road trip we are about to embark on.
We call that welcome to the NBA, young guys. That's exactly what the 5-game trip will provide. It's an opportunity on the road to learn, you know, how do you play in hostile environments? How do you play when you're on the road and you're tired? You're sleeping in hotels for 10 straight days, and then you got to perform. So we'll learn a lot about our young guys, and we'll come back, and hopefully we've got a couple wins under our belt. We can start the season, you know, really moving forward.
Best of luck to you going forward here, and we'll look forward to the game tomorrow night, Coach. Too.
Go get them, Coach.
Thanks.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.